That's me laughing with Sid Caesar. I spent some time on the phone a while back with Caesar, who, as you may know, was the undisputed king of comedy on TV in the 1950s.
You want to know the names of the seven dwarfs, you come to me, the expert.
What?
Names of the seven dwarfs? Let's see. Doc, Dopey, Sneezy, Sleepy, Happy, Grumpy, and Weepy.
A whole generation grew up watching sketch comedy performed by Caesar and his extraordinary troupe of regulars. Imogene Coca, Nanette Fabre, Howie Morris, Carl Reiner and the gang. Behind the camera, a group of writers just as stellar. Larry Gelbart, Woody Allen, Mel Brooks, Neil Simon. Just about everybody who became anybody in the world of comedy was there working on that show.
Hello, Jane. Look, can I speak to Frank? It's very important. I want to know the names of the seven dwarfs. I wouldn't ask you to pick them up out of the crib just if it wasn't. Look, well, when he gets up for his 12 o'clock drink of water, will you ask him the names of the seven
Now
dwarfs?
A group of these thoroughly goofy old sketches has been selected, digitally enhanced, and turned into a program to be broadcast this Sunday night. Sid Caesar, as it happens, looks back on the whole period with a certain amount of disbelief.
I mean, we were just a bunch of young kids. I was about 27, 28 years old. We did an hour and a half a week. It was live, 39 shows a year. There's 450 hours. When I look at it, I say, how the hell did I do it?
Caesar himself sifted through the hundreds of episodes.
I showed him to networks, and I showed him to Warner Brothers. I showed him to Paramount. And they said, yeah, it is nice, but it's in black and white. And they dismissed it.
What is jazz? Jazz is a beautiful woman whose older brother is a policeman.
Caesar had been born in the early 20s in the Bronx, and in his teens had come to the heart of Manhattan to study music. He worked as a saxophone player in the Borscht Belt, and he even remembers the first time comedy struck a chord.
I was in junior high. I was in the band. And the teacher picked me out and wanted me to play a solo, a saxophone solo. I started to play, and this spotlight came on, and it got in my eyes, and I couldn't read the music, so I picked up the stand, and I walked away a little bit. The spotlight followed me back, and I went over and back to the other place, and people started to laugh. When I got that first laugh, I was about, 11 years old. I said, that's good. It's a good feeling.
Sit here by myself for the whole night. I can't do it. I don't know. I'll go down to Charlie's and get a beer.
Where are you going?
Huh?
By the time Max Liebman put together Your Show of Shows for NBC, Sid Caesar had become what his colleagues called a great comic instrument. And, said his writers, we knew how to play it very well. Caesar could do anything. Characters like the professor, the world's greatest authority on everything.
Vergangen mit der Wind.
Double talk in any language.
Buongiorno, signor apprentice.
And he wasn't just the instrument. He spent all day in the famous writer's room working on the material.
I was the luckiest man in the world because I had the best writers in the world. You can imagine the competition in the room.
Comedians, when they get around a dinner table, or Lindy's, the same thing would happen.
Carl Reiner was both on and off camera in Your Show of Shows. In fact, he spent 9 years in the writer's room.
Mainly, the product was laughter. Competition was to get the best joke. And when the best joke came out, everybody knew it.
Oh, yes,
that's the day, yes, you heard him.
The great trumpet man, he was the first man to hit a C above high C.
That's the legend man. But the truth is that I was here, right here in this apartment 10 years ago, the night that Fats blew a high M.
An M? I thought the scale stopped at G.
Not for the brave, sir.
Sid Caesar always says the basis of all comedy is writing. But in live comedy, even finely honed writing and multiple rehearsals didn't guarantee a smooth performance. In From Here to Obscurity, Your Show of Shows takeoff on From Here to Eternity, Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca play the famous beach scene that featured Burt Lancaster and Deborah Carr in the original, participating in feverish lovemaking as the waves break on the beach.
Isn't the ocean beautiful tonight?
In the Your Show of Shows version, stagehands with buckets were throwing the water at Caesar and Coca.
It
And we let her, I said, don't forget to warm them up because, you know, if you get a cold shock of water, then you go, you know, I said, try to throw the bear when we finish the speech.
Daddy, I used to dream of a knight in shining armor who would catch
the stagehands went a little too far.
And they were throwing them, bing, bang, bing, bang, bang. And you couldn't talk because you opened your mouth, you had a mouthful of water. I said it. I said, kind of rough tonight, ain't it?
The Sid Caesar Collection, as it is now called, is comedy you can watch, to coin a phrase, with your whole family. Is that because the comic sensibility was so different in the 50s? Not according to Carl Reiner.
The whole television and radio thing had very strict rules about what you can and cannot say. In person, we were all a lot more free than we were on television. Paranoia set in with all of us, though. What can we say? What can we not say? Remember, there was the McCarthy hearings. Everybody was frightened of something. If you say the wrong thing politically, and they'll say, oh, look at that guy. Get him. He's a red, you know. Politics were out of the question. Sex was out of the question. But that's why the show was so great, because we had humorists who were able to use anything. Sometimes the more constraints you have, the more creative you have to be.
It's a wonderful one song. We'd like to sing for you now, my brothers, Tom Haircut, Pete Haircut, and I'm Mike Haircut. And with the three haircuts, we'd like to sing our hit song, You Are So Rare. Hit it, Professor.
Even in a comedy sketch, you got to believe what you're doing. Make it real as you can. Because then it's funnier, you know?
Lessons from Sid, still the king. His Sid Caesar collection is to be broadcast this weekend. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkin.